Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of The Guidebook to Happiness, The Guidebook to Optimum Health, The Guidebook to Authentic Success, and The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. I'm excited to be able to share with you very practical tips, tools, and strategies for how we can increase your happiness, health, vitality, and your success in life. And make sure our lessons go all the way to your core. Each month I'm going to be recording a guided meditation so you start evolving from the inside out. Thanks a lot for joining me today for something special, because I've decided to upload the entire audiobook of The Successful Mind to the Life Masterclass podcast series. I'll upload one chapter for each session, but I'll upload all of the chapters at once so you can get access to the entire book right away. I don't want to keep you waiting, because some good, very good information there, and I'm really excited to share it with as many people as possible. It's something that I wish I had known a long time ago, and so I want to share it as far and wide as I possibly can. Today's podcast is Chapter 6, Getting to Know the Gatekeeper. Well done for reaching this stage, where we'll set the final scene and get to know our beliefs at an even deeper level. Now that you realise where they come from, how deeply they impact your life, and that they're usually running on autopilot beneath your conscious awareness, it's time to go one level deeper before all this knowledge is brought together so that you can move forward as one of the top 5% of people on the planet who actually understand more clearly why we do what we do at a subconscious level and we can do to put the power back in our control. Knowledge is definitely power in this case. You'll be able to live life more consciously and therefore make better decisions, which will ultimately lead to a more desirable outcome. Good for you. Let me introduce you to the final player in the alignment of our conscious and subconscious minds mini workout. It's the famous gatekeeper, or critical bypass factor, as it's called in the world of hypnosis. The figurative gatekeeper guards a passageway between the conscious and subconscious parts of the mind. As I've stated previously, it is suggested that the majority of our beliefs are formed prior to our reaching about 7 years of age. At this stage in our brain's development, the gatekeeper is less active. Our ability to discern good information from poor information is underdeveloped, and therefore we pretty much let any belief or statement into our subconscious mind to be stored as a fact. The process obviously is a little bit more complex than this, but let's just keep it simple for now. Essentially, the majority of what we're told up until that age, or what we biologically experience during our time in the womb, forms a lot of our core beliefs and our map of the world. These countless beliefs are stored in metaphorical filing cabinets, i.e. neural networks might be a little bit more accurate, in our limbic and lower parts of our brain. Then we gather data and information to support those beliefs, which also gets stored in our metaphoric filing cabinets. So then we have something like this: someone else's beliefs, supported by evidence we narrow-mindedly collected, stored in a part of our mind that we cannot consciously or easily observe, which causes us to feel a particular way, which drives a series of related behaviours, which are most likely unconscious, that is, the behaviours. Now, I realise I'm repeating myself here, but repetition is the mother of learning and the mother of mastery. There's a point I want to make just before we move on, though. Even though the majority of our non-filtered beliefs are formed when we're about 7 years old or younger, we can still form powerful beliefs, empowered or disempowered, at any other stage of our life if there is a high enough level of emotional intensity. It is the level of emotional intensity we experience, also known as energy, that determines if a new belief or neural network is created in the brain and then stored in the body as a remembered emotion. This can actually happen at any time and at any stage of our life. The next diagram I'm going to talk about, and obviously you have access to the diagram, is what happens when the gatekeeper or filter or critical bypass is more developed in our later lives. The gatekeeper determines which statements, comments, or ideas we hold to be true and let into the stage of our minds, and which we will reject before they take up residence in our minds. That is, the gatekeeper determines what are the statements people make which matches our perceived personal identity based on the beliefs we have formed of ourself over the course of our lives. If this part of us decides a statement matches our perceived identity, we also feel the feelings those statements elicit in us. Positive statements generate positive feelings, and negative statements generate negative feelings. Having a very diligent gatekeeper is great if we have empowering beliefs and thus a positive self-identity which is stored in our subconscious minds. You'll see in the diagram, which I'll explain below, what happens if someone has been told while they're growing up that they're not worthy. This is essentially how we accept or reject statements or compliments after we've established our core beliefs. A part of us decides if those comments match the beliefs we hold to be true about ourselves. So in the diagram, a person has a core belief that says, I am unworthy. Maybe a parent told them on a number of occasions when they were young that they were useless, stupid, or not wanted. Given this belief and therefore the personal identity that they have accepted as truth, they will only let comments pass the gatekeeper and into the recesses of their mind which support their core belief of being unworthy. They will only accept and receive negative comments because those comments are of the nature that match their internal evidence. This will then cause them to feel a certain way negatively and further reinforce their belief about themselves. Any positive comments they receive will likely be dismissed as being untrue or be met with so much doubt because it does not support the very deep and subconscious belief they have of their worth. They'll just effectively get discarded along the way. This whole distorted process further enhances a person's belief that they're unworthy and do not deserve all the good that may potentially come their way. This situation is a crying shame but exists in so many people. However, as we've already learned, these pioneering neuroscientists have told us that the mind is like putty in our hands. It can be changed and shaped into an entirely different mold. This may explain for you why someone might not be able to accept your compliments, even when they've done something that is very worthy of praise. Your positive compliment does not support their internal core belief. It does not match the identity they have created for themselves and bought into. Therefore, in their mind, the compliment must not be true. Perhaps they think you must have meant something else, or you confuse them for someone else, or you're just being insincere. This might also explain any resistance that might come up for you when you receive positive feedback. Remember that awareness is the first stage to transformation evolution. As always, the opposite also holds true. If you have strong, positive, and empowering beliefs, especially about yourself, embedded in your subconscious mind, you will sponge up all of the great things coming your way. This will further reinforce how great you are and will open you up to all of those amazing positive emotions. In this way, you create an expansive positive energetic field around yourself and light up the lives of the people around you. Your powerful elevated energy, this high vibrational frequency, and your elevated positive emotions cause the emotions of the people around you and their energy fields to be lifted as well. This is a possibility in the person I know you're capable of being when you start to peel back the layers that are no longer serving you. When you peel away the multiple layers of disempowering beliefs, you start to let your inner radiance shine more brightly. And that is exactly what the world needs. The world needs more of the authentic, unique, and radiant version of you.
I hope that you enjoyed that chapter from The Successful Mind. Feel free to deepen your understanding and application to your own life with a pair of beliefs by checking out my online workshop called Processing Your Limiting Beliefs. In the workshop, I also do a powerful NLP technique to help you shift your most limiting and disempowering beliefs. You can find all the details at carlmassey.com. That's CarlMassey.com in the tab Training and Events. In Training Events, you can also find out the locations and dates where I'll be hosting my super favourite three-day Life Masterclass seminars, where we spend 3 days deep diving into your personal transformation and helping you overcome any self-imposed limitations. Who doesn't want to do a little bit more of that? Thank you again for joining me today. If you want to receive more happiness tips or other freebies, make sure you check out my website at www.carlmassey.com and sign up for the Happiness Tips newsletter. And finally, wherever you are on this amazing, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an amazing day and take care.